shade the night. No shades fill the night. Heart's delight, shining bright. Praising Allah, shining bright.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program Nasheed Night. Inshallah, in this program, you will be listening Nasheed, Naat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, Manaqib of Awliya Allah. And so much to learn from that also. Be with us from start till end, immense amount of knowledge you'll be learning inshallah, as well as you will be listening Naat Nasheed of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Before we proceed towards our program in segments, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Hafizahullah, has given us this beautiful mindset that we should not forget to make good intentions. As we are presenting this program and you're watching, let's make good intentions. Inshallah, we will listen, watch this program from start to end. We'll remember what we learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others. It's always a good idea to ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, at the end of this program, you will realize that love of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam would have increased and you would have learned a lot. We've got few segments in this program where we would give you one couplet and respected viewers of Madani Channel, we've got one segment in this program where we discuss one couplet from Qasida Al-Burda of Imam Bosidi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. We'll also learn what does it actually mean, that particular couplet. There's so much to learn inshallah from today's episode. Be with us from start till end. Again, and a reminder, we've got two brothers today joining me, Naat Khan brothers, brother Amir Attari and brother Assalam Attari. At the start, inshallah, we will begin with one kalam inshallah, and then I will also try and understand its meaning. But before we go towards the kalam, let's see what segment is there for us today in the complete a couplet. Let's include that. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
No sheets fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright.
صبح طیبہ میں ہوئی بٹتا ہے باڑا نور کا صبح طیبہ میں ہوئی بٹتا ہے باڑا نور کا انشاءاللہ we'll include one kalam in our program brother Assalam will recite
پھول سے اتارو راہ گزر کو خبر نہ ہو پھول سے
جلی جیے کہ جگر
Yeah. کو خبر نہ ہو جبریل پر بچھائے تو پر کو خبر نہ ہو.
ماشاءاللہ ماشاءاللہ, another beautiful کلام فال حضرت شاہ امام محمد رضا خان علیہ رحمۃ الرحمن. پل سے اتارو راہ گزر کو خبر نہ ہو, جبریل پر بچھائیں تو پر کو خبر نہ ہو. سبحان اللہ, what a beautiful couplet. تخیل, خیال, how beautifully he writes. حضرت رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ says in this couplet that یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم, through your mercy, through your aid, through your assistance, may we pass the bridge of Sirat so swiftly, so quickly, in a sense, so quickly that even the path doesn't become aware that someone has passed. Allahu Akbar. And then further, if Jibreel Ameen, he puts his wing, spreads his wings, he doesn't remain aware that someone has gone from there. That swiftly, that quickly, Ya Rasulullah, may we pass through your aid and assistance. Allahu Akbar. And then this is, can you imagine, respective viewers of Madani channel, that this yaqeen ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi has for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you know what is Pul Sirat? Pul Sirat is the bridge which is on top of Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. Thinner than a hair and sharper than a sword. Every soul has to cross that bridge. Some will cross swiftly, quickly, with lightning of the speed. Some will have different state and stages the way they will cross that bridge of Sirat. Some would be crossing while running. Some would be crossing while walking. Some would be crawling. And everyone would cross that bridge according to their state and deeds. But if someone will have the aid and assistance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rabbi sallim sadaye Muhammad, رضا پل سے اب وجد کرتے گزرے. This is the state of the yaqeen of اعلی حضرت رحمت اللہ.
پل سے اب وجد کرتے گزرے رضا, پل سے اب وجد کرتے گزرے کہ ہے
now we will cross the bridge of Sirat while doing Majd. Allahu Akbar. And then further he says, Faryad ummati jo kare hale zar mein, Faryad ummati jo kare hale zar mein, mumkin nahi ke khair bashar ko khabar na ho. It is not possible that the best of creation remains unaware of the plea of the ummati when he remembers, calls upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his state of concern. Allahu Akbar. When we remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and ummati remembers Zaka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, calls upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is not possible that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam remains unaware of the plea. And then further he writes, aisa gumane unki vila mein khuda hame, which is a prayer, aisa gumane, may we get lost in such a way in the love of Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam, dhunda kare par apni khabar ko khabar na ho. Our conscious finds itself, it does not able to get to find itself. Our own conscious doesn't remain conscious to find consciousness. This is next level of thought. Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has written, and then further he writes, unke siwa raza koi haami nahi jahan, ان کے سوا رضا کوئی حامی نہیں جہاں. He gives the invitation towards righteousness. He's giving nasiha. He reminding us of the day of judgment. There on the day of judgment, everyone would be in the state of nafsi, nafsi. Everyone would be thinking of their own nafs. That very moment, we would need Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as shafa'at. intercession, aid. آج لے ان کی پناہ, آج مدد مانگ ان سے, کل نہ مان, قیامت اگر مان گیا, tomorrow everybody will know رسول اللہ علیہ السلام is the only one who is there to help through the اذن of Allah سبحانہ وتعالی. ان کے سوا رضا کوئی حامی نہیں جہاں, on that day of judgment no one else other than رسول اللہ علیہ السلام will aid, will be the one who will help. گزرا کرے پسر پہ پدر کو خبر نہ ہو, in that on the day of judgment the state would be the father would not be happy to help his own son, he will not aid his own son. گزرا کرے پسر پہ پدر کو خبر نہ ہو. Today in this day and age, if our son is worried or concerned or has any problem or issues, right, we become anxious, we want to help. On the day of judgment would be such state of nafsi, everybody will be thinking about their own state, what is going to be decided for themselves. Even the father will not aid his own son, but who will aid, who will help, and who will assist, and who will do shafa'at is no other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Zati Aqdas, blessed personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why Allah says, انہیں جانا انہیں مانا نہ رکھا غیر سے کام, انہیں جانا انہیں مانا نہ رکھا غیر سے کام, للہ الحمد میں دنیا سے مسلمان گیا. And that's what we need to have, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. When we leave this mortal world with love full in our hearts, inshallah, the day of judgment, we will get the shafa'at of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, and we will have salvation too, inshallah, azza wa jal. My dear respected viewers of Madani Sharif, now we will include one kalam in our program, inshallah, azza wa jal. But let me remind you, you've got a couplet to complete. Subha taiba mein hui bachta hai baada noor ka.
بے خود کیے دیتے ہیں ادا سے حجابانا, بے خود کیے دیتے ہیں ادا سے حجابانا, عادل میں تجھے رکھ لو, عادل میں تجھے رکھ لو, اے جل وائے جانا نا, عادل میں تجھے رکھ لو, اے جل وائے جانا نا, اتنا بنایا ہے محشر میں بھی کہہ دینا, محشر میں بھی کہہ دینا, یہ ہے میرا دیوانا, محشر میں بھی کہہ دینا, یہ ہے میں گرو ان کے
Hey, hey, hey.
darshan ka to darshan ho darshan ka to darshan ho nazra ne ka nazra na darshan ka to darshan ho nazra पीने को तो पी लूंगा पर अर्ज जरा सी है पीने को तो पी लूंगा पर अर्ज जरा सी है अर्ज में साथी हो अज मेरे का साथी हो बगदाद का मैं खाना अज मेरे का साथी हो बगदाद का मैं
beautiful Quran. We were listening. A couple of ash'ar I would like to mention. Time is short. How beautifully it is mentioned. Subhanallah. Itna to karam karna ay chashme kareem ana. Itna to karam karna ay chashme kareem ana. Jab jaan labo par ho, tum saamne aaza. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I just request, this is my plea, this is my request in your court. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the time departure from this mortal world, when I'm dying in that very moment, I just need your blessed vision. I just need to see you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This is a plea. A devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has, especially at the time of the departure from this mortal world. If we can see Rasulullah alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this dunya, what a great honor it would be. And we have got that wish. But at least in the time when we are leaving this mortal world, if we are able to have the vision of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, all the means of death, all the pains of death will go away, insha'Allah azza wa jal, and we will leave this world peacefully, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Another beautiful takhayyul, another beautiful imagination and khayal, okay, a thought which a poet writes here, Ji chahata tohfe mein bhejun main unhe aankhein. Darshan ka to darshan ho, nazrane ka nazrana. I have this wish that I could send my eyes as a gift in the court of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. That Allahu Akbar. See, the two benefits would be at once. What would be that I would be able to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and my eyes would also serve as a gift. This is a thought, a takhayyul, subhanallah, a beautiful belief. And metaphorically, you can say the poet, he has this wish. And then another beautiful couplet, he writes, Dunya mein mujhe apna jo tumne banaya hai. Dunya mein mujhe apna jo tumne banaya hai. Mahshar mein bhi keh dena, ye hai mera deewana. Ya Rasulullah, in this dunya, I am one of your ummati, an individual from your ummah, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have recited your kalima. You've accepted me in your ummah. I am one of the devotees of yours, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But on the day of judgment, also say that he loves me. He is my deemana. This is what is the plea of every devotee on the day of judgment. If we get this certificate from the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, what else we need? Attar hamara hai sare hashr ise kaash. Attar hamara hai sare hashr ise kaash. Daste shahe bataha se yehi chitthi mili ho. Allahu Akbar. What does Arhazat? Amir Ahl Sunnati writes that, may I get a letter, okay, which says Attar is mine. And from the hands of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, may on the day of judgment I get that letter from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Written attar is mine. What else we need? If we get that, Allahu Akbar Kabira. Okay, this is a kind of similar concept. Dunya mein mujhe tumne apna to banaya. Mahshar mein bhi keh dena. Ye hai mera deewana. In respect to viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching Nasheed Night. The couplet to complete today is Subha Taiba mein hui matta hai wala noor ka. Let's now include one segment in our program, and that is verses of Qasida Burda. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Nasheeds fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright.
Today we have selected a verse, هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتهي. Imam Musayyib rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes, he is the loved one whose intercession we all hope for in every horror and yes, in every calamity. Yes, this is the Zaat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, whose shafa'at, whose intercession we all hope for. In every calamity, in every horror, whether it's of this dunya or on the day of judgment, we seek intercession. Respect viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching Nasheed Night. Let's include one more kalam in our program. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. I think Mankabat ala Zat Shah Imam Muhammad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman.
Ahmad Raza ka taza gulista hai aaj bhi. Ahmad Raza ka taza gulista hai aaj bhi. Khurshid ilm unka darsha hai aaj bhi. Sab unse jalne walon ke gul ho gaye charaag. Sab unse jalne walon ke gul ho gaye charaag. Ahmad Raza ki sham afroza hai aaj bhi. Ahmad Raza ki sham afroza hai aaj bhi. Tum kya gaye ke ron ke mehfil chali gayi. Tum kya gaye ke ron ke mehfil chali gayi. Sher-o-adab ki zulf pareshan hai aaj bhi. Sher-o-adab ki zulf pareshan hai aaj bhi. Khidmat Quran Pak ki bola jawab ki. Khidmat Quran Pak ki bola jawab ki. Razi Raza se sahib Quran hai aaj bhi. Razi Raza se sahib Quran hai aaj bhi. Ahmad Raza ka taza gulista hai aaj bhi. محمد رضا کا تازہ گلستاں ہے آج بھی بردی دلوں میں الفت و عظمت رسول کی بردی دلوں میں الفت و عظمت رسول کی جو مخزن حلاوت ایمان ہے آج بھی جو مخزن حلاوت ایمان ہے آج بھی احمد رضا کا تازہ گلستاں ہے آج بھی اللہ اپنے فیض سے اب کام لیجئے اللہ اپنے فیض سے اب کام لیجئے فتنوں کے سر اٹھانے کا امکان ہے آج بھی فتنوں کے سر اٹھانے کا امکان ہے آج بھی احمد رضا کا تازہ گلستاں ہے آج بھی خورشید علم کا درشاں ہے آج بھی
احمد رضا کا تازہ گلستاں ہے آج بھی خورشید علم ان کا درخشاں ہے آج بھی. In this couplet, subhanAllah, the poet is writing about the legacy of Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi. He is giving metaphorically the garden which he left behind, the legacy which he left behind, still fresh today, subhanAllah, is bearing fruits even today. The son of the knowledge of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayh still giving light to the world, illuminating to the world with the noor of the subhanAllah, knowledge which he left behind, the legacy he left behind, Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayh rahmatur rahman. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we requested you to complete a couplet today. Let's inshallah Azza wa Jal see that what is the right answer of the couplet. Please play that. Subha taiba me hui batta hai bada noor ka sadqa lene noor ka aaya hai tara noor ka. Subhanallah. Anas rahmatullahi ta'ala alay, he writes there that subha taiba me hui, it's the morning in taiba in Madinatul Nabi, zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zima, and the noor is being distributed. Actually, the sun, the moon, the stars, all these glittering, illuminating objects, subhanallah, the things, whatever is being created is the sadaqah of the noor of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. So they come to gain noor, light from the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we also go to Madinatul Nabi zadahallahu sharfahu ta'zima, and we also request for the noor from the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Noor of iman, noor of light, noor of knowledge, noor of ilm insha'Allah azza wa jal. We can request the noor of love of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, so that our hearts also start illuminating and our grave also illuminates with the noor of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and that noor which we will attain from the court of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam would help us to cross the bridge of Sirat, which is quite dark, and inshallah azza wa jal we will enter into Jannah inshallah. Khuld mein hoga hamara dakhila is shan se Ya Rasool Allah ka nara lagate jayenge. That's all for today. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Nasheed night, nasheeds fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright, praising Allah, shining bright.